Here we go. Welcome back, everybody. Cal Banyan here. It's Banyan's Online Hypnosis Supervision Meetings, Volume 17, Part 2, Case Histories from the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Stop Smoking. Well, before we get started with this, I'm going to make a couple of announcements. First off, make sure you check your 5-Path group email tomorrow night. I'm going to make a very big announcement, and I want you all to hear it right away. Next thing is some announcements from the mall. Sean Brookhouse is now going to be writing for the e-zine on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall in his area of expertise, which is Ericksonian hypnosis. I'm very excited about that. And also on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall, we've got a new writer for the e-zine, and that is James Ramey, the world's foremost expert on ultra depth. All that stuff is up and posted now. You can go read those articles. Also, I'm working on another project. I am working on adding some writers, maybe one, maybe more, for NLP. I'd love to have a good writer for getting some information out for you guys on NLP. And also, I'm looking for maybe even something on natural childbirth. So we'll let you know as that stuff comes to fruition. Also new on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall is our new online business tools. For you guys who have websites and web pages and all that kind of stuff, we've got a number of online business promotional tools that have been recommended by people I know, like Elsa Meldridge and Tom Nicoli, and we've put them on the mall so that you can take advantage of them. Some of those things are free. Some of them, they cost you a little bit of money. One of the ones I'm checking out right now and I'm very excited about is the Press Equalizer. The Press Equalizer is an automated press release software program. It was recommended by our own Elsom Eldridge, and I also contacted Tom Nicoli, and he said he's had really good results with that too. So I'm going to be learning about that and implementing that over the next few days also. Before we get into this 5-path approach to doing stop smoking, I want to answer a question that was emailed in by Celeste. Let's see here. It says, I went through an entire age regression session with a weight loss client and never mentioned weight loss. Oops. My client also wrote on the intake form that she hoped to get help with self-esteem. But as an aside, I've got more to read, but let me answer that part right there. A lot of times our clients will come in with a laundry list of things. Sometimes they're related, sometimes they're not related. And what I will tell my clients is, well, what we want to focus on is the most important thing. And I'll look at that list, it might be 2 things, it might be 20 things, and say, if we could only work on one thing, what is the one thing on here that if we were successful with that, it would have the most profound and positive effect on your life? And they would choose whatever that is. And then I'd say, now, just to let you know, sometimes when we work on one issue, we find out it's associated with another issue. And we just, as we work on this most important issue, the other problem may clear up. And then I'll joke around, if that happens, no extra charge. Let me proceed with Celeste's email. The recurring feeling in AR was fear and feeling unwanted and unlovable. You see, this, when you think about what, 7-path, you start to get an idea of where those second and third recognitions come from. Is something wrong with me, so I'm fearful that I'm not good enough, and then I might not be lovable, and you see how it relates so well to 7-path. The event that I addressed, she goes on to say, as an ISE using the informed child technique was shortly after birth when the child felt all beat up after a difficult birth, and her mother showed no interest in bonding with her. Well, guess who else felt pretty beat up after a difficult birth? Mom, trusting that the child is being taken care of, is probably just resting and just trying to recover her energy.